This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, as we churn and burn through the week, there are so many good things happening out there. Maybe some bad things, of course, but really good things happening. And we have a gigantic show for you tonight. We are going to discuss the solemn, very solemn anniversary of January 6th to open up the show. It's a very heavy day. Actually, it is, but I'll explain in a moment. We're going to discuss why Democrats are in a great deal of trouble, investigation after investigation going on in the country. Why is it states like Georgia and Arizona that seem to have election problems? Military recruiting through the roof, all kinds of emails, all that, the hiccups, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We need to have a talk first, though, about January 6th, communists, power, talks we've had before. But it is important that we always remember what we're about to discuss here. We have to figure out ways to look at things the way our enemy looks at things. Not that we adopt his morality, not that we adopt his values or lack thereof. We have to understand how he sees things. For instance, we're going to get to the Somali daycare fraud and all the daycare fraud going on in the country in a few. That's going to be in a little bit, but I'll use that as a jumping off point for what we're about to discuss. We are just now opening Pandora's box on the quantity of Somali fraud going on in the United States of America. And normies are outraged. You're outraged. I'm outraged. You're finding out how much of your taxpayer money was going to all these different fraud rings and these amazing statistics about, well, 90% of fraud arrests were Somali and Minnesota. Just amazing statistics, right? But you can be angry and should be. But you shouldn't be surprised. If you are surprised, here's the problem. Not that you've done anything wrong. If you are surprised, here's the problem. You, if you're an American, you live in a Christian-based Western civilization. You may not even accept that. I'm not saying that's your belief system, by the way, but your belief system doesn't matter at all. You do. A country founded by Christians, founded by people who believed that every individual was sacred and should remain free. But on top of that belief system, not just the limited government part, there is a Christian-based part of living in America that people, all peoples, no matter what your belief system, you get to luxuriate in. For instance, I don't know what your beliefs are, but if I were to ask you, stealing, is stealing wrong? Is it wrong to steal? I would venture to guess that's almost a dumb question to you, right? Of course. Well, yeah, stealing is wrong. It's built into you. Do you understand how many parts of the world would look at you like you're bonkers for being against stealing? Do you know why fraud is so prevalent in the Somali community in America? In Somalia, you steal everything you can all the time. it would never occur to them that it would be, if you have a pen you love, I have this great pen here. It's a fantastic pen. It's the perfect weight. It writes perfectly. What, Chris? It does. I have this perfect pen here, and it's sitting on a table in front of me. You, if I turn my head in the restaurant, you would never even dream of reaching over and grabbing the pen. That's stealing. It's his pen. It's wrong. For people who live in Somalia, it would never occur to them not to. Hey, his head is turned. Of course you take it. Now, let's go back to what we're talking about, because we're not going to go off on daycare fraud just yet. It's hard to figure out how to look at life through the lens of people who don't share your value system, but it is critically necessary. Today is the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of January 6th. And of course, that they tried to tell you it was an insurrection.
But he certainly supported an insurrection. And no question about it. None. Zero.
We are only here because Donald Trump incited the insurrection.
It was, in fact, an insurrection. And Mr. Trump engaged in that insurrection under...
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Of course, you know that's not true. But have you fully accepted what it was yet? This is actually a very solemn anniversary. This is the anniversary of when the government's killer robot was fully built and deployed against the American people. When I say killer robot, this is what I mean. Let's say I spent years and years and years in my garage at night, whenever I'm off work, building a robot designed to kill people. Years it takes me to design it, to build it, to put in the weapons, the bullets, the knives, the everything else. Years I work on it. Finally, one day, it's done. I turn it on, I stand it up, and I turn it loose in your neighborhood to go kill as many people as possible. For decades and decades and decades, communists in the United States of America have infiltrated our institutions. For the purpose of our conversation here, we'll make it purely about government institutions. They didn't want the FBI to solve crime. They didn't want the CIA to do things like track down our enemies on foreign soil and gather intelligence. They didn't want the military to defeat foreign adversaries like Russia and China. Communists do not think in such terms. They spent years infiltrating every government institution they possibly could with the intention of, once that killer robot was built, to turn it loose on their domestic political enemies, because that's what communists believe power is for. There's only two things you do with power if you're a communist. You ally with your friends, you reward your friends, and you punish your enemies. Every single communist government in the history of mankind has found a way to use things like the military and the secret police against their domestic political opponents, and the communists in the United States of America are no different. So after decades of building their killer robot, after decades of filling up organizations like the FBI, DOJ, so many others with committed communists who dreamt of using their power against you, finally, the day came, January 6th. But did you know this? And my boy Mike Benz has been all over this reporting for a long time. Want to make sure he gets all the credit in the world for it. Did you know that in June of 2020, months and months before January 6th, in June of 2020, Democrats met. They had a big meeting. Guys like John Podesta were there. And what they did was they came up with a game plan, you see. The game plan was this. If Donald Trump wins, if he wins re-election, we have to cause a ruckus. We have to make sure they won't vote him in Congress. We have to make sure we stop him being sworn in again. But let's put a little plan B in there. What if we win? What if we do enough things to win? We have to make sure we have a plan in place to turn our government power loose finally on our domestic political enemies. And that's why after January 6th, every time you turn on the television, you heard stuff like this.
That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
The Justice Department will hold all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under the law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Day after day after day, in the wake of that election, you saw, you heard the communists in our government going before the American people and making the case for why it was so necessary they had to hunt down Republicans. We have reporters like Brianna Morello, my friend Brianna Morello, putting out stories today where we find out that there's a lady who didn't even go into the Capitol, didn't even come close to it. FBI got an anonymous tip about her. They hunted her like a dog for 2 years. What January 6th was, it was the opportunity the communists had been waiting for, had been preparing for, the opportunity for them to turn all those government guns loose on you. And they did. Now, the reason that's relevant, we'll get to in a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. While the FBI was hunting down soccer moms who didn't do anything wrong, the online criminals were still building their power as well, gathering up all the tools they needed to steal your identity online, your social security number, name, address, driver's license number. You don't even want to know how much of your personal information is floating around the internet, and you really don't want to know how many very bad people are trying to find it right now. And when they find it, they will financially destroy you. They'll empty your bank account. They'll destroy your credit. And LifeLock has been protecting us from these people for a very, very long time. A very long time. I am a customer. I have trusted LifeLock for a long time with my stuff. Let LifeLock protect you. And if you get burned, if they get you, LifeLock will make you whole. Go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Jesse saves you up to 40% off your first year. Or call them, 800-LIFELOCK, promo code JESSE. Terms apply. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday, the solemn anniversary of January 6th. Of course, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. It was no insurrection. If there was an actual insurrection, then a bunch of people in Congress would be dead and we'd have control of the country. The American people are fully armed, have enough guns and ammunition to take over Washington, D.C. anytime they please. We do not do so because we are lawful, decent people. But if there's ever an actual insurrection attempt, it won't be an attempt. It will be successful and we will have a brand new government in the country. So why did they spend so much time, so much effort screaming insurrection, insurrection, insurrection? Because January 6th provided the communists in this country with an opportunity to do what they'd always wanted. Take all the power in the federal government and unleash it on their domestic political opponents. I'm going to play you a couple things, things you've heard before, things that probably you don't even dwell on them anymore. But these are frightening things to come from the president of the United States of America. The president is everyone's president, even Democrat presidents. He's the president of every American citizen. And every president we've ever had, even evil ones, every president we've ever had has understood the simple fact that you don't ever get up as president and single out any group of Americans and declare them to be the enemy. That's not something that was ever done. Even Obama didn't really do that. He flirted with it. He was the first one to flirt with it. But even Obama, that soulless commie scumbag, even he didn't do it. So Joe Biden, he got up, he did this.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. No matter what the white supremacists and the extremists say.
He did it flanked by United States Marines.
The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy.
He brought the Marines there because Democrats want to use the Marines against you. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt for a second. They've sat around and they've dreamt up scenarios to justify sending airstrikes into your small church.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
F-15s. President of the United States of America, just, I don't know, standing up opining about sending airstrikes against American citizens. I'm going to move off this because you may think it doesn't matter, but it matters a lot, and it matters for this reason. The president has changed, thank God. Congress, Senate, but there's been a lot of gunk that has been removed. Even deep state gunk, a lot of it has been removed. But don't for a second think that all those evil people who did all those evil things at the FBI, DOJ, don't think for a second they're all gone. They're all, not all of them, many of them are still sitting in there and they're waiting and they're plotting and they're dying for a chance to do it again. And the reason is, that's what they believe should be done with power. That's their belief system. I know it's not yours, and I'm glad it's not yours. I don't want it to be. It's not mine either. I don't want you to change your belief system, but we have to understand that's how Democrats think now. The 1950s Democrat is gone. Democrats now believe the FBI should spend its time hunting Republicans. They believe the Central Intelligence Agency should spend its time gathering intelligence on Republicans. The United States military should spend its time building up its forces to attack domestic Republicans. This is how all communists have ever thought, and it's how our communists think too. That's where we're at. Now, that was meant to be a motivational speech for the midterms. I understand that you may have frustrations. I'm sure you do have frustrations with the Trump administration. I get that. I do too. We need more time. We have to have years more in control of D.C., to root these communists out of the places where they have burrowed themselves. Decades of communist planning and infiltration has put them into positions of power. We can't get rid of enough of them in 4 years. What I told you relentlessly when Biden was president still remains true to this day. On a macro level, the most dangerous thing happening on the planet by a mile is Western governments, taken over by communists, turning their guns inward against their own citizens. Just because we have a brief reprieve from that because Donald Trump won the election doesn't mean the communists in our midst have changed their plans at all. They lay awake at night thinking about it all the time. And there's nothing more dangerous than that. Even Tim Walz, disgrace Tim Walz, you get this stuff.
This is a decision that I make and make with my family. And certainly, I think, as I said, it's the right decision. I'll note, I think it's appropriate we're here today. The war that's being waged against Minnesota, you're seeing it. We have a ridiculous surge of apparently 2,000 people not coordinating with us that are for a show of the cameras. I'm going to note to all of you, today is January 6th. There's no debate what happened. The president of the United States led an insurrection against a fair election to try and overturn that. And, you know,
there's a reason they all talk like programmed robots. That was the justification they needed to do what they always wanted. All right, let's talk about Democrat fraud. And Hilton, next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
What? Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminder, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're about to talk about Hilton. And so Jewish producer Chris just asked, he asked me a question that's going to raise an uncomfortable conversation in the Kelly household if my wife is listening. Jewish producer Chris just asked me, loyalty points. You know, you get loyalty points when you stay at Best Western or Hilton or something like that, if you remember. And Chris asked, what do you use those points for? Well, airline points, the same type of thing. What do you use the points for? You're supposed to save them up, make sure they don't expire, and then you use them for free rooms, buddy. Free rooms. Free rooms, or if not a complete free room, you'll get free upgrades by having enough points. You know, you're checking in, let's say, American Airlines. You have a bunch of American Airlines points. Maybe you, we all know you fly coach, Chris. You check into your coach seat. Maybe they say, hey, free upgrade for you because you have 100,000 points or something along those lines. That's how they're used. Now, the reason this may cause some controversy is in the early years of the Kelly household, you know, I was working construction. And we were not poor at all. We had three hots and a cot. We were fine, but we certainly didn't have a good bit of money. We did not by any means. And so I would religiously track the different points I would build up. Construction, you work out of town a lot, I would get hotel points a lot. The second we got enough, that's what we would use for vacations. Hey, we have three free nights at a Comfort Inn or something like that somewhere. Yeah, exactly right, Chris. That's good money, man. It's $500 or something like that in free rooms. I would religiously use them. Now that we're doing fine, I refuse to use them. Ob is furious about this. One credit card company, I will not name them. I only have two credit cards, but one credit card company I have, and I may mess up this number because I haven't looked in a long time, 1.6 million points. 1.6 million points saved up. Years and years and years. Ob is furious that we will not use these for a free flight or free hotel. So which Jewish producer Chris is screaming the exact same thing she screams. Why? Maybe this is because I don't come from, you know, we didn't grow up rich. We're just a construction family. I told you I got a frozen pizza for Christmas one year. We just didn't grow up rich. Maybe that's why. My dad pawned off one of his 45s one time to pay the bills, right? I always feel like rough times are coming at some point in time. And it's not like, I'm not getting fired. Don't get me wrong, as far as I know, right? Everyone's quite pleased. The show's growing. Everything's fine, right? But that's exactly when the rug gets pulled out from under you. I'm always worried there's going to be something, the stock market, who knows? Something bad happens. And in that moment, that's when I'll need the points. So I can't bring myself to spend a single point now because I'm worried that one day I'll need it and I'll be mad. What, Chris? Chris said trade it for cash. That's not a bad point. She's made the exact same point. If I trade it for cash, I'll use it or I'll put it right in the bank to save it. Or I'll buy, you know, I'm obsessed with buying gold or silver or land or something like that. I believe in hard assets. I always have. I won't I won't leave it as points and I won't leave it as cash right now with my $1.6 million credit card points. If we go flat, broken, busted tomorrow, maybe that pays the bills for a couple months while we're trying to get back on our feet. I can't bring myself to spend it. Does that not make sense, Chris? You don't look like you're fully on board. You're stupid. Last night, I have to do this little thing before we go into this Democrat fraud and why they're in trouble and things like that. Last night, we brought up Hilton Hotels. I brought it up during the show because something had happened yesterday. Now, make sure you hear everything I'm going to say here. Yesterday, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they put out themselves online an email they got from a Hilton Hotel. It turned out to be a Hampton Inn, but a Hilton Hotel in the Minneapolis area in Minnesota. This Hilton Hotel, it said, hey, we're canceling your reservation. We don't house ICE agents here. Standard commie gobbledygook stuff, okay? DHS puts it out. Hilton Hotels says, that's not our policy. We're going to get this fixed. Nick Sorter, he's a great independent journalist, he goes in, after Hilton says they'll get it fixed, he goes in and pretends to be with DHS and tries to book 10 rooms. They say, sorry, management said, no, we're not housing anybody from DHS here. Now, that is where we were last night when I came on the air and I said, we're going to have to make an example of Hilton Hotels. They're going to have to get the Bud Light treatment. We booked rooms last night and I told you we were about to book our rooms with a Hilton and we didn't. Chris, where did we book? No, we shouldn't tell everybody. Let's not tell anybody. Okay, but we didn't book there. It wasn't, by the way, a fancy Hilton. There was a lower end Hilton, but we didn't book there. Hilton Hotels came out today and said, hey, this is not our policy. In this hotel, they're no longer with Hilton. They're no longer part of it. Now, I don't know that Hilton is a wonderful company or bad company. Any company of that size is going to be filled inevitably with DEI filth and ESG filth. You know this. I know this. It's just big corporate America. It's going to be that way. So don't take this as a robust defense of Hilton. I'm sure there's all kinds of bad things we could say about them. However, in this specific scenario, we got to give them props. When someone gets out of line and we raise a stink about it, and Hilton Hotels goes to the length of taking that whole hotel, it was a Hampton Inn, and saying, okay, bye, you're not part of Hilton anymore. Well, you know I'm not exactly the kind, merciful type. What more could we possibly ask of them than that? In my opinion, I can't tell you what to do with your money. It's your money. My money's good at Hilton again. Honestly, if I had to do it over again, Chris, I'd probably book Lear to thank him for that. Now, we don't have to go changing reservations. I'm sure Chris found us a discount or something like that. We all know how this goes. But they're going to get my money again or my business again. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, for me, you do what you want. For me, that kind of a statement, that's enough for me. For me, I'm calling off the dogs. All right? All right. You see this about Keith Ellison? Keith Ellison is the attorney general in Minnesota. You see this?
He might have been the first shoe to fall, but there's more coming. Because Keith Ellison, who is the attorney general of Minnesota, former congressman who is a member of Democratic leadership, he is on audio, leaked audio, talking to these people, telling them that he will cover up the investigation, telling that they'll tell the investigators to back off. So this resignation or decision not to run, not a resignation, but the decision not to run, is not the end of the story. The fraud story doesn't end there. To me, it's really just beginning. And thankfully, there's a very good prosecutor in the state that is relentless. So hopefully they'll get it cleaned up.
That was Dana Perino on Fox News. I'm going to read you a few headlines here. The DOJ is opening a criminal probe into Tim Walz. That's Town Hall. Trump says California is more corrupt than Minnesota amid federal fraud investigation. That's National Pulse. Postmillennial says records show Minnesota hasn't done an effective daycare fraud audit in a decade. PJ Media says massive cover-up underway in Washington State to stop the reporting of Somali daycare fraud. Something wonderful is happening. We'll talk about it next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So let's have a talk we've done, I think, maybe once before on the show, but let's discuss the country, the makeup of the country when it comes to, I was going to say political party, but we're more going to talk about values here. I'll make it about political party, though. It could be common, if you don't dig into it, if you don't look into it, which I know you do, but normies don't. If you don't look into it, it could be common to think of the country as kind of 50-50, right? Oh, sure, a Democrat will win 51% this year, but then 4 years later, a Republican will win 51%, and it goes back and forth, and it's really on a razor's edge. I mean, you never know which way the country could go either way. Half the country's Democrat, after all. And that's a lie. I want you to know that's a lie. We talked in the very beginning about the communist infiltration of government institutions. Well, that's actually going to tie into what we're about to talk about. The Democrat Party. I don't know what percentage of the country is Democrat with their values. I don't know. But I will tell you this. I will promise you this. It ain't 50%. And it ain't close. Maybe it's 40. Maybe it's 35. Maybe it's 41. Maybe it's 25. But it ain't 50%. Why then do the elections always seem 50-50? After all, they were just president. Now we're president. They might be next time. They might take the House. How could this happen? Democrats have used their infiltrating tactics. They have used dirty tricks to figure out a way to force themselves into office even when the country rejects them. What is one of the ways they do this? Well, this is something we talk about a lot. One of the main ways they do this is the mass importation of foreigners who will be transactional with their voting when they get here. How does it work? If you're a Democrat and you take power, you look at a place. We'll go ahead and call it Somalia since they're in the news, but they're catching all the heat right now. Believe me, this applies to all kinds of different groups. We'll keep it with Somalia for now. You're a Democrat. What do you know? Here's what you know. Somalis come from a culture that is disgusting, corrupt, and that's just what you're looking for. You see, if I can bring, let's say I'm in Minnesota. Minnesota was formerly thought to be a purple state, but these Democrats keep getting state power. Look, I don't need a million of them. What if I brought in 20,000, 30,000 from Somalia? I'll bring them into my state. And there, from there, it's a pretty simple arrangement. You Somalis, I know what you're going to do. You're going to do the same thing here that you've always done in your country and your father did and his father did before him. You're going to steal and pillage things because that's your disgusting culture. And you know what? That's fine. In fact, I will even give you legal protection while you do it. But I need something, you see. I need you to come out as a voting bloc and ensure that you're voting Democrat every single time. If you and the 20,000 dirtballs who came with you from Somalia, if you will commit to me that you will vote Democrat every time, then I will allow you to run your schemes. In fact, as I said, I'll even go to the length of protecting you while you run your schemes.
He might have been the first shoe to fall, but there's more coming. Because Keith Ellison, who is the Attorney General of Minnesota, former congressman who is a member of Democratic leadership, he is on audio, leaked audio, talking to these people, telling them that he will cover up the investigation.
Massive cover-up underway in Washington State to stop the reporting. California, corruption charges. states that are run by Democrats, they will facilitate the mass importation of foreigners into their state. The foreigners, along with domestic communists, will create gigantic theft networks. They steal from everything you can imagine, Medicaid, you name it. If there's a government program, they will figure out how to swindle your money from it. The elected Democrats, the judges, the politicians, the AGs in that state, they will provide protection for that theft, protection for that fraud. And it's a simple exchange, but you gotta vote for me. You and blah, 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 and dee, dee, and dee, dee, and click, click, and all your stupid cousins, you're welcome to come over here, pillage the American taxpayer. After all, I'm a Democrat. I don't give a crap about America, and I sure don't give a crap about the taxpayer. You come over here, bring the bag of rice we dropped on you last month with you, and you come over here and steal as much as you would like to steal. I will probably help you steal. I'll set up government programs to make it easier for you to steal, and then I'll use every single legal means I have at my disposal to ensure you can continue to steal and that you'll be shielded from prosecution. And all I ask is, on election day, your community, very tight-knit, you're going to get a lot of ballots, and those ballots all need to go my way. And that is an agreement the third world barbarian hordes have signed on to and Democrat politicians have signed on to. And we should not lose sight of the fact that low-T eunuchs like James Lankford of Oklahoma, they help facilitate these things. They pretend to be naive, but really he's just a weak, pathetic eunuch. But that we'll set that aside. But that's the agreement. There's a lot of different aspects to Democrats not being nearly as popular as they appear to be. But one of the main things is the foreigners. Because as we have discussed before, these foreigners from other cultures that suck, they vote on the two T's, tribal and transactional. It's just simple for them. You vote with your tribe, of course. And you always vote transactionally. You don't care about the Constitution. You don't care about America. You certainly don't have anything against stealing. Stealing's how you've lived your entire life. You vote transactionally. I'm going to keep stealing everything I can get my dirty hands on. You Democrats, you're going to keep protecting me while I do it. You're going to keep helping me do it. Me? I'll vote for you, though. I will get my entire block. I'll get my entire neighborhood. Everyone in my Somali clan will vote Tim Walz. It's an arrangement that works perfectly right up until the point you get some decent people in the justice system. Then it all comes apart, at least potentially. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. We'll get to emails and other things. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the big lie of pain. As you get older and parts of your body start hurting, back, neck, foot, muscle pain, it's easy to believe the lie that it's just here now. That's just part of getting older. When my old man used to tell me, getting old ain't for sissies. Part of getting old, my knee's always going to hurt. Not true. That's a lie. That's a lie because Relief Factor is helping people get rid of pain permanently. Not mask it for a couple hours. Permanently. Because Relief Factor, it uses natural ingredients that support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over a million people have tried it. You know, almost 70% order more. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Just try it for 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.